This is a James Poe Artistry Consultant Moment.
Hello, Perceptive Readers. This is a James Poe Artistry Consultant Moment. And I hope you are having a wonderful day. We're in the month of March. I hope you did your affirmations. And remember, as you express your thankfulness and appreciation for the grand creator himself, you know, what you love about him, even make sure you express something that is great about yourself, that is wonderful about yourself. In this consultant moment, I want to talk about what will help somebody and will help me help yourself with your correspondence, email correspondence. There are features in different email programs. Outlook has been known for this for years, a very wonderful feature. But I imagine, you know, they got other applications that also has this feature where when you send an email to somebody, you can turn on a pop-up box, if you will, that whenever they click to open it, it will send you a message that they opened it. See, and it works in a couple of ways. One, you can even get a message when it was actually just received to the servers as well. So whether the person opened the email, you see, or not, you will at least get a notification that it was delivered, that your email was delivered. And it'll have a timestamp. It'll have a whole lot of other information, like what they call routing information, of where it went, what server it went to, that of the company, et cetera, et cetera. Now, with that being said, people sometimes will run into a conflict and they'll say, I never did receive that email. So what quite possibly happened? Well, the thing about it is, with that information you do have with the email, you see that I told you that you get that notification when it was delivered and it shows all the routing information. Then what has happened sometimes, you see, in the past is that it went to the person's company or it went to their box or what have you. But then when it actually traveled through the security of other, you know, of the exchange servers, might have actually had these default settings on it where even the notification for the type of pop-ups and things of that nature just wouldn't really work. You see what I'm saying? They would actually have to turn on a certain feature so that you will still receive that information that, yes, the person did at least open the email, because sometimes those features are, you know, blocked. There are certain rules that can be done. But all the same, I just want you to know that it still is very helpful on your end when you're writing important correspondence to somebody that you set that notification that if they want to say that they received it and they click on it, you see what I'm saying? Let me tell you another reason why this helps. Because if you ever had some type of security breach, you see, where a person's identity was swapped out or what have you. And everybody has like a, you know, a serial number, if you will, to their own computers and phones and stuff like that, where whoever opened it or clicked on that email or what have you. So say, for instance, I'm in the United States, and I click on an email that you sent me, and even the box that says, do you want to send a notification that you actually received it and opened it or what have you, and I click on it, then in that routing information, they'll know, okay, it really did come from me. you see, that I received your message and I okayed it. And then if we need to verify it over the telephone or whatever, hey, we got 2, 3, 4 points of verification or what have you. Now, if that email was actually intercepted, you see, and it was another phone that is not mine and it was still in another country or another section of the United States or what have you, that could be tracked down as well to at least verify that, no, this is James never did receive this email. You see what I'm talking about? So that is one feature in this consultant moment I would recommend that you use for important matters, and especially if you're actually, you know, corresponding with me. It would help, and it'll help also track down persons who may, like I said, have opened your stuff, taken your stuff that you never did even know about through what they call middlemen in the middleman attacks and things of that nature. This was basically security, information technology security advisement for you. Okay. Have a very wonderful day. And I tell you what, this month has really started off with a bang, so to speak, having it. And so remember, it's also a very spiritual month as well. So with everything going on, be sure to, in your affirmations, as I mentioned before, say something spiritual to the Most High God, whose personal name is Jehovah, also himself. You see? Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.